As we start off a little bit of sports talk this morning, did you know that it was this day, on this day, 40 years ago, back in 1974, it was the Cleveland Browns 10-cent beer night.
Cleveland Indians.
That's what I said, Indians. The crowd got drunk.
Yeah.
Stormed the field.
I remember it well.
They had to forfeit the game.
Yeah.
To the Rangers.
Mm-hmm. 10-cent beer nights were stopped after that in most places.
Yeah.
I mean, Cleveland was really weird. Cleveland played in this huge, huge stadium. Maybe you remember the old Municipal Stadium. One of the things that was annoying about it was that it was so quiet there. I mean, it sat 80,000 people, and the Indians would have 5,000 people show up. It was like no one was there.
Yeah, that's not any good.
But the whack jobs in the bleachers who would bring the tribal drum and would bang the drum for the whole game, you would hear that for the entire game. Boom, 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 boom.
It's like during the World Cup and when it was with the
Vuvuzelas. We'll be hearing those again here coming up in the next month.
Hopefully not.
No wonder the soccer fans become hooligans. But if I had somebody with that thing in my ear the whole time, I'd want to kill somebody too.
But then on 10-cent beer night, suddenly 80,000 people showed up. Like, we're not ready for this kind of... Where's the regular 5,000 that show up?
If you inebriate them, they will come. Will Smith is going to be playing the whistleblower in the NFL concussion story. There's going to be a movie about it.
Really?
Yeah. Will Smith plans to star in the movie about the NFL concussion controversy. He will play Dr. Bennett Omalu. Is that how you pronounce it? He is the forensic neuropathologist who discovered and went public with the discussion, the concussion problem in football. So he's going to be doing that. Speaking of celebrities, Dan Marino now is dropping out of the 15-player concussion lawsuit against the NFL. Apparently, individuals from the NFL visited him.
Wait a minute.
The NFL men in black showed up.
Took him for a little ride in the limousine. Had a conversation with him and said they would kill a dolphin.
No.
And they didn't say what kind.
I think what I read is he was surprised that his name was attached to it and became public.
I think
he would prefer to be a plaintiff, but to be a plaintiff incognito, and that doesn't work that way.
Well, this is a very, very common legal strategy. That in a class action suit or in a suit where multiple, you pick the biggest biggest name. I worked for a radio station once that fell behind on its music royalty payments.
Whoops.
And the radio station was sued by Madonna, Billy Joel, and Elton John. Because
nice.
It's the songwriters and singers group that files the lawsuit, but that's the way the press release read.
I can hear how your radio station handled it. Win tickets now to the court case.
Could your lawyers bring in Madonna, Billy Joel, and Elton John for depositions in your radio station basement? Offer them coffee from the coffee machine?
No, because the Laconia, New Hampshire's Kazoo Band, Best of Volume 3, was going to be the only thing we could play. A settlement was quickly reached by our ownership.
Yeah.
Marino said that within the last year, he had authorized a claim to be filed on his behalf in case he needed future medical coverage to protect him and his family in the event that he later suffered from the effects of head trauma. He said, quote, "In doing so, I did not realize I would be automatically listed as a plaintiff in a lawsuit against the NFL. I have made the decision. It is not necessary for me to be part of any claims or this lawsuit. I also disclaim any references in the form complaint of current head injuries." And then he went on to talk about how mashed potatoes were his favorite play toy.
No, he did not.
All right. Baseball sometimes has announcers get a little too excited.
Yeah.
And they make no sense.
Okay.
In a recent game, a gentleman by the name, Dave Sims, was making a call from the Seattle Mariners.
Seattle Mariners, yeah.
Did you hear the call?
He's a Hall of Fame radio guy.
All right. Well, this is his call about a home run.
There's a drive deep right field. Say goodbye. Hey, Lloyd. Do some... delivery for the truck to the airport. A three-run jack by Seager.
That's exactly what everybody
else...
Well,
it must have been something about what they were talking about earlier that you don't have in context there.
Everybody looked at him like, what the heck are you talking about? Delivery to the airport? It's a baseball.
It's a home run, right.
Relax.
Well, every radio announcer comes up with their own or tries to come up with their own tagline. We were doing the Woodchucks game the other night from the booth, and the announcer for the Madison Mallards... Every time one of the Madison pitchers would strike out one of the Woodchuck batters, the Madison radio announcer would go, "No soup for you."
Oh, that's original.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. It got really annoying after about the seventh or eighth time.
This is one of the challenges of play-by-play sports on the radio. It is the most competitive part of broadcasting to get into. Every young 20-something-year-old guy, and now some girls too, thank you, Robin Roberts, now all think they can do play-by-play, and most of it is very, very average.
Yeah. I see. I know my limitations. There is no way. I one time was asked to do color commentary for a high school football game. And right. When they asked me, I said, "Guys, you are asking the wrong guy."
Was like every other male in the community not available or
precisely.
Something?
Precisely. I said, "Guys," and it was going to be aired on the local cable access TV station.
Well, that explains it.
Go,
there would be four people
watching. Go get the
quarterback's
father to come up to the booth with
you. I said, "Guys, you don't understand. You're asking the wrong guy." I said, "As far as sports is concerned and football, I know the quarterback. I know the guy that's snapping the ball. Other than that, I'm not real familiar with any of the other positions."
Does a tape of that performance linger somewhere
in some archives? I could ask. So the opening statement, they fire it up and the TV cameras are there. And we're doing the thing, and, "Hey, Seth, Seth Mueller here from blah, blah, blah. We're really glad you could be." And I said, "Well, thank you very much. I just wish you had worn pants."
So you were making jokes. You don't make jokes.
Son, this
no,
is
that's
what,
exactly what they deserve.
This is what I do. Hey, why would you ask me?
They've lined up a color commentator whose job is to explain the plays and to analyze what's happening who doesn't know the game.
All I know is, like, there's a... That guy threw the ball down the field, and he ran over here, and that looks like a... Whoop, nope, they're celebrating on the other side. They
deserve
stupid.
The stream of your one-liner. They got exactly what they deserve.
Precisely. Exactly. All right, last but not least, unless, do you have anything important that you need to add?
Just that the guy fell out of the restaurant into the bullpen at Miller Park last night. He had to be really inebriated.
How stupid are you? What,
do
you
we
know?
Have 10-cent beer night at Miller Park?
Good.
Well,
how far did he fall?
That's like every night in the parking lot during tailgating.
How far did he fall?
Well, it's got to be, if it's from where I think it is, it's got to be at least 25, 30 feet.
Oh, he's lucky
like
to
that.
Be alive.
Well, yeah, apparently he was conscious after he fell.
Jeez.
Maybe he landed on grass in the bullpen or dirt. It wasn't on concrete anyway. So.
All right, well, federal investigators are looking into Phil Mickelson, billionaire Carl Icahn, and Las Vegas gambler William Walters for insider trading.
Yeah, this is from last week. Mickelson claims he didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Icahn, mm-hmm. apparently, and this involves the Clorox Bleach Company stock.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Carl Icahn bought a huge position in Clorox Bleach. Phil Mickelson and this gambler buddy of his in Vegas bought Clorox stock at the same time.
Yep.
So there's some question of whether or not they were...
Well,
they were cued into the
they were. I mean, they're friends. They hang out. They knew.
Carl Icahn says he has never given out insider trading his entire career.
What's he going to say? Yep, I did it. Come on, SEC, knock me down. His strategy of investing is he goes after and buys large chunks of a company, hoping to influence the market, hoping to draw people in so that it goes up in value, and then he bails out.
And you know how he's doing that now? And apparently there's nothing against the law about it.
Mm.
He goes on Twitter. He goes on Twitter and says, "I'm buying a huge chunk of Clorox."
That's not entirely true. That's not that it's illegal. That's not entirely true.
I said it's not illegal.
No. That's what I'm saying. To say that it's not illegal
well,
is not entirely true.
There's a gray area. It's kind of murky at this point because they don't really have laws regarding social media at this point.
Financial advisors are prohibited from communicating with their clients via social media.
Okay.
They cannot. If they do, everything has to be recorded and printed, submitted to compliance beforehand,
sure.
And blah 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 blah. So when he's giving public advice, it's a gray area, but
he's probably not telling people to buy the stock. He is just making his position clear,
mm-hmm.
and that
well,
automatically drives the price of the stock.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, hey, you're going to buy? I probably should, too.
Golden Horseshoe loves Blue Star Airlines.
Uh-oh. What a great movie.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Hump day!
All right, stop what you're doing. Even if commuting, here's a song about Wednesday hump day. Rainy or sunny, you go to work to make money. See, today is Wednesday's what it happens to be, so gather round. Don't you be wearing no frown, you're loving the sound of this hump day, get down. Any work that you got, put it right up on the shelf, and let's now enjoy yourself and celebrate Wednesday. So move your hump now this way and that way. Come on and jiggle those pants, come and take a chance, and let's do the hump day dance.
The hump day dance, here's your chance to do the hump.
Hump day.
Oh, oh, it's Wednesday.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.